We're doing the Chazanish Emunah U'Bitachon. We're on page Lamed Chet in the Chazanish. Had been discussing this idea that people do not develop their education. People think, I'm done with, I can't do any better. And so people remain on a low level of understanding and education, and a person has to know that it's his responsibility to learn and develop, and he should never give up on himself. The worst thing is when a person gives up and thinks, I can't know more than I do. And that's a terrible thing. He says, yeshivas are established for the young, and that's not fair. At every age, a person has to learn. At every age, a person has to develop. It's not right that the institutions are set up that only the young who have potential now to develop a whole lifetime of learning are invited. Every person is invited, and every person has to demand of themselves to grow. That was his key point in the previous chapter. We're moving on in chapter Chaf Zayin. Ve'omnam lo nimnau bizman min hazmanim. But it's not precluded. It does happen every so often. Asher ruach nachon over b'libo. Suddenly a person has a correct thought. Every so often we have one of those. Umekitzo mishnato hamuka. And it's as though he's suddenly awoken from a deep slumber. Umachshava meofefet ba'avir olamo. And there's this thought that hovers somewhere in the airspace of his world. Ulay od lo echalti amoed. The thought says to him, maybe it's not too late. Ulay efshar adayin liknot chokhma. Maybe I could still acquire wisdom. Halo arbe ma'amudei olam shekavu atzman lelimud haTorah biyotan kvar ba'im bashanim. There were many people who only started learning Torah late in life, and they became the pillars of the world. If I only work hard and I'm diligent and consistent, consistency being the key, I will also merit to know Torah and understand. Aval midata busha hamachbida al tzad hayekar hazeh ta'atzreyu. But there's this trait of embarrassment, which under certain circumstances is a good trait, but in this instance it holds him back, and he's about to make the most precious step in his life, but then he says, I'm embarrassed, and he holds back. And what he does is he quickly changes the channel. He quickly says, let me think of something else. Meaning he suddenly has a thought, maybe I could still do something with my life. I could still learn. I could still understand. There were great people who started late in life. And then he quickly changes his thought because he's embarrassed. He says, I might, yeah, who knows? No, it's embarrassing. No. He starts thinking about other things. Hayotel nimim lo lefishato, because he prefers thinking other thoughts, which on the moment are more pleasant. Umitakev al mamado harishon. And so man detains himself, and he remains firmly planted where he's begun. Ve'alav ne'emar lo habayishan lamed. About such a person, the Torah says, when a person is embarrassed, he's never going to learn. Because the embarrassment can keep a person out of Beis Medrash. The embarrassment can keep a person from asking questions. You know, I once went to Rav Halberstam Zatzal, and I asked him a halacha, and he gave a halachic ruling. Now, Rav Halberstam was very special. He was, on the one hand, he was on the Badatz Eda Charedis in Mea Sharim, right? A big Hasidish Rebbe. On the other hand, he was good friends with rabbis in Yehuda, in Shomron, the chief rabbi of Samaria, Rav Yitzchak Meir Ha'itan, and he were very close friends. They would visit one another on holidays. He's still good has a very warm relationship with he had until he passed away with Rav Haitan's children, and his waiting room was filled with Hasidim and soldiers. Meaning, people loved him from all crowds. He had students who were Sfaradim and Ashkenazim and black yarmulkes and knitted yarmulkes. He was a man who loved all of Am Yisrael. So he was very unique. I came in and I asked him a halachic question, and he answered me. And then I asked him, what's the source? So he had a chosid standing next to him, and his chosid said, the Rebbe said a ruling, get out of here. So I said, I want to understand what the Rebbe said. I want to know a source. And he said, the Rebbe said what the halach is, get out of the room. And he kicked me out. He wouldn't let me stay there. And I thought, the fool, maybe the Rebbe will keep me in. And Rav Halberstam didn't interfere. I guess there was someone he didn't want to fight with. So I was kicked out. So I called one of my rabbeim later, and I said, was it disrespectful for me to ask what the source, what the reasoning for the halachic ruling was? And he said to me, no. When you hear a halachic ruling and you don't understand what the basis for it is, you're never allowed to repeat it because you don't understand it. You have no idea how to apply it. All you know is the answer in your circumstance. When you ask the question, why? What's the source? What's the reasoning? Then you can understand the halacha and you'll know how to apply it later in life. That's how you learn Torah. What can you do? You had an Amoritz in the room who got in your way and the Rebbe didn't want to start a fight with the Amoritz. Okay, you lost. But your question was right. So coming back to here, Lo abayshan lamed. Sometimes we're embarrassed. I, when I was being attacked by the chosid, I was thinking, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I shouldn't ask what the reasoning is. Sometimes we're embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed. Your job is to question. We have to question. Now, in essence, this idea of embarrassment, in Judaism, we value it. We say embarrassment is a good trait. It's good to have shame. Part of learning to be an ethical person is to have shame. You're embarrassed when you do something wrong. Our sages say, what's the opposite of shame? It's a person who's brazen. When a person is brazen, so that's a trait which we say is the source of wickedness. If I'm never embarrassed, then I could do every heinous act. So we try to stay away from brazenness. We try to be people who have shame. Hamidai kara azot. Even though shame is actually a good trait, nefchal esol surad avira. But nonetheless, in these circumstances, that trait becomes the emissary, the messenger of transgression. Biotom eshamesh ba shelo b'mkoma ra'uila. Because traits have to be applied in the correct circumstance of life, and if a person misapplies a trait, so then it gets in his way, it doesn't build him. So here you have shame, it's a good trait, but if it's going to get in your way and you're going to say, I'm embarrassed, I can't learn, I can't go to a class and ask questions, I'm going to reveal I don't know. So then you won't learn. If we don't ask, we don't learn. V'im choli rahu mida ra'a mishne kishalon v'rabat pukahi mida tova shelo al mekoma. And if we say that a bad trait is like a bad illness, so then a good trait that's misapplied is doubly bad. It causes even more harm. A bad trait is like a bad illness. A good trait that's misapplied is twice as bad. Ki al mida ra'a hirbu balei musar besifrutam lasbir klonav losif bignuta. Because when a person has a bad trait, let's say a person knows he doesn't tell the truth. Let's say a person knows he's dishonest in his business dealings. So there are many books that speak about being honest. People will talk to you, you'll go to a class, you'll hear a lecture, you'll learn a sefer, you'll learn about how to become a better person because people address that. People researched how you cure such a trait. People offer you cures and they educate you. But a good trait that's misapplied is far more dangerous and it can be far more destructive. Where a person thinks I'm humble, I have good traits, I'm modest, so then he doesn't have the tools to overcome that. And if a person would only know how to be brazen, then he would be so much more wealthy. Sometimes you have to be able to stand up for stuff, and if you don't stand up for it, so then you lose. So even though humility is important and shame is important, but if it's misapplied, it can really get in the way. There are people who are too embarrassed to ask a question. They're never going to learn. There are people who are too embarrassed to go to a class. They're not going to learn. Today we have internet. Okay, Baruch Hashem, you could learn from the comfort of your own home. But this is very difficult because it's a good trait, it's just misapplied. And we have to look at ourselves and say, where do I have this? Let's just finish the paragraph. And Daniel, b'sha'a shekilyotav yisru al rav kishlono al ozvot Torah mekor ma'im chayim, Here a person had a moment where deep down inside he was thinking, I don't have Torah, I'm missing the source of life. And he thinks to himself, my best years have already passed. And it's pretty soon I'm going to lose everything. And then he says to himself, but I'm going to walk into class and someone's going to give me a dirty look. Someone's going to look at me mockingly. And then he says, okay, I'm not doing it. So here, his imagination, no one did it yet, right? And his imagined perception, someone's going to give him a look, and now he's already embarrassed. That good trait of embarrassment comes into play in the wrong place. And he doesn't stand up with strength against this vision, this fallacious vision. Me'at chutzpah, a little bit of chutzpah, says the Chazon Ish. Me'at azut, a little bit of brazenness. V'tireno chachot, and suddenly a person can see clearly to stand up for what we believe in, even if other people are going to say something about it. Now, I feel funny reading this here, because every person in this classroom has done just this. I don't know if I've done it, but all of you have done it. No one's come to Mahon Meir without standing up to a lot of people who were naysayers, who said, what are you doing with your life? You know, yeah, this is crazy. So you guys know exactly what the Chazon Ish is talking about, the importance of being able to stand up to that and say, I'm not a dreamer. I'm going to make this a reality. Why does a person allow himself to be subservient, to be subdued by someone else's look? How many times do we stay away from doing something right because someone else will look badly upon us? Why doesn't a person feel embarrassed being empty? Says the Chazon Ish, we're scared someone's going to give us a bad look. Why aren't we scared of the shame that we're walking on earth and we're missing the basic knowledge of what's going on around here? We're empty. We're working hard all of life, but the essence of the meaning of life, we're sort of missing if we don't have an education. Doesn't that embarrass us? Shouldn't that be an embarrassment? Chazekna ben Adam. Chazon Ish says to us, strengthen yourself, human being. Chazek ulvosh omet, strengthen yourself. Be brave. Chagor meretz, girdle yourself with excitement, with enthusiasm. Veve shakud lilmod halacha, and be focused and diligent to learn halacha. Don't give up. Get enthusiastic. Think about the importance. And I could tell you that, personally, this is one of the things I always tell myself. I better take the time to learn, because otherwise it's going to be so embarrassing when I don't know. You know, it's real. If you don't review, if you don't learn, you don't know. Tisha B'Av is coming. This year Tisha B'Av is on Matzei Shabbos. How do you do Avdallah this coming Matzei Shabbos?
You don't.
You only do a fire.
Oh. You say Bore More Aish before you start using fire. You say Baruch Hamavdu Ben Kodesh Lecho. Simple halachos. This Shabbos, what laws of mourning apply? What laws of mourning don't apply? I need to know. But if I don't learn, it happened 2 or 3 years ago. But do I remember? I remember. But do I remember everything? Do I remember all the details? People are going to ask me, do I know? I myself have to do it. Do I know? So I remember when I was Bar Mitzvah. So the first Shabbos, I came to Shul and I brought my tefillin with me. So it never dawned on me that on Shabbos no one else wore tefillin. So I come to shul with my tefillin, and it's a funny thing going on. No one else is putting on tefillin, right? I'm with my tefillin in my talis bag, and I'm looking around, and I'm wondering, should I be the first to put it on, right? I still remember my father looks into my talis bag and sees my tefillin. What's going on? And I said, why not? You know, right? I didn't notice beforehand, you know, until you put on tefillin. You don't pay attention when people do or don't. Maybe you guys do. I didn't. Okay. But if you don't know, so that there are many things like that. So the Chazon Ish says we shouldn't be embarrassed because someone else might look bad at us. We have to grab those moments when we have clarity, when we feel excitement, and we tell ourselves, I have to learn. And don't let yourself be swayed. Hold on to those moments and move forward. Learn. I always say go enroll. Enroll for a semester. Go learn when you're excited, when you're focused. Go learn. And the Chazon Ish says, you're scared someone will say something, someone will look badly. Maybe you should think about what it looks like when you don't know what you should know in life. That's a little bit more embarrassing. I used to have a sign here. We used to have class once a week, Basics in Judaism. And I made a sign for it and showed a man holding a baby, a child on his shoulders. And on top of the sign it said, imagine yourself with a child on your shoulders walking in the park. And then beneath it it says, imagine the child asks you a simple question in Parsha and you don't know. I hope to see you in tomorrow's class, Judaism 101. Okay, but that's real. You're going to be there. They're going to ask you, and it's going to be your kids and your grandchildren. So that says the Chazon Ish. That should drive us. We have to know, and we shouldn't be embarrassed of someone who might say something negative. Let's be embarrassed of the lack of knowledge and learn and then gain that knowledge.